B-Pod Studios.
The Sixers and Boston Celtics tonight, and of course, covering the games courtside for NBC Sports Philadelphia, the great Serena Winters on the Comcast Business Hotline. Serena, how you feeling about tonight's game?
Oh, Mike, it is a big one. Let me answer that Twitter poll for you. Yes, it feels like a must-win, Mike. It sure feels like it. I mean, this is one of those ones that everybody's... I'm almost a little nervous for the Sixers, you know? It just feels like they need this one. And with everything that's gone on, the psyche, the mentality... I mean, even talking to J.J. Redick after that last win over Charlotte, I found it interesting that even he admitted, right, that psychologically, they need this one.
Yeah, a lot of eyeballs in this game, and let's see, here's the downside of it. It's a back-to-back, and, you know, those starters played close to 40 minutes, all of them last night. So how does that factor into tonight? You got a fresh MB, but the rest of the guys, 40-minute games.
I mean, you can't ignore that, right? And that's something that Brett Brown was asked about after last night's game was, Did you mean to play him that many minutes? Is it worth it to do so? And Brett said there were exactly two things on his mind, Mike. One, to win that game, and number two, to win that game. So you look at those minutes, and you've got Jimmy, you've got Tobias, you've got Ben all putting up 38, 39 minutes last night. We probably got in around 1 a.m. or so. There was no shoot around this morning, so hopefully they got some rest, sleeping in, resting up. But that is something where if this game gets close and we start to see some tired legs, that it could be something you factor into. But I think that having Joel Embiid fully rested, I think it was very smart to rest him for that game. And he did work out yesterday, keep him fresh. And so I think that really is the most important thing.
All right. Now, they're 7-1, I guess. Is that the record? 7-1 with these guys? 6-1 with these guys?
Because
Embiid sat out. That's right. So they're 6-1 with the configuration of all the guys together. They look like they're playing with a lot more confidence. I mean, I don't want to read into it too much, but they look like they have gained some continuity with these guys. Are you seeing the same thing from courtside?
I am. And I caution because, like what you just said, right, the 6-1, the 7-game span, and the recent games is just such a small sample size. But what I can tell you that I've noticed and what is most important when it comes postseason time with any of these teams, even with Boston, for example, is buying into the roles and the strengths of your teammates. And I think that is one of the most important things that I have seen over these past couple of games, going back to that Milwaukee game, is you're seeing guys buy into their roles, what Tobias's role is, what JJ's role is, and really importantly, what Jimmy's role is and how that all fits in, how Ben manifests all of that. So I think that if we see again tonight that they're all buying into these roles, that is the best sign that I think I could get for whether or not they're going to go deep in these playoffs.
All right, let's talk about Ben Simmons a little bit because you hear the same people I hear. Ben doesn't engage against the really good teams. Now, Milwaukee, I thought he was a little reticent. He comes back last night like a tiger. This is a team that has been able to handle him. What do you expect to see differently that Brett Brown can put in a game plan to free him up from the shackles of what the Celtics do to him?
Look, I understand what you're saying. I understand what the critics are saying. I know when you look at the numbers of how he's matching up against big teams, I see what that's saying. But let's also go back to some of the big games that we forget, right? Like the Golden State Warriors game, for example. And yeah, you can say that Clay didn't play that game or whatever, but he has also stepped up in big moments. I know that Boston has had his number a bit too, but I think you also have to remember that in these different games, he's been playing different roles with different teams. And you're never going to go into a game and think that Ben Simmons is automatically going to be your big scorer that night or your MVP that night. And I will also tell you that Ben hears those critics too, right? I mean, that doesn't go unnoticed. So I'm sure that he's going to come in here with a mentality of let's not have what happened, you know, last game. In terms of what exactly Brett can do to put him in, I guess, better situations, I don't know that I could tell you that. I think that what you want to see is just Ben continuing to facilitate, go at the rim. He's been so much more comfortable, it seems like, to me, at the free throw line. That is huge because we all know what's going to happen when these games come down to late game situations. You're going to want to get you know, opponents want the ball in Ben's hands so you can foul him. He knows that. Brett knows that. They've been working on that. I kind of hope I see a little bit of that tonight so that we can see how Ben does in those situations.
Talking to Serena Winters, who covers the Sixers from courtside on NBC Sports Philadelphia telecast. Serena, what did Sunday's win actually mean? To a lot of people here, it's like, well, they kind of match up well with Milwaukee. Milwaukee's now making three-point shots. They're really not going to hurt them, and they singled up most of those guys last night. That's why Giannis gets 52, but yeah, they held him in check from the 3-point line. What statement did they make on Sunday?
Oh, well, I mean, I go back to how we started this conversation, Mike, and talking about how can they get up for big teams? There's so much talk about playing down to opponents, and what really matters is how they get up against these big teams. And I think they honestly made a statement. They came out and said that even though we'd only played, what, 6 games together with that starting lineup at that point, that they had been able to build that chemistry in such a short amount of time that this is what you're going to see in the playoffs. And I think that what it told me watching that game is if we can get that type of mentality with all of those guys, although they still need more from the bench, and we saw that the other night when James Ennis III was the only guy that scored off the bench, that shows me that they can absolutely hang with the big dogs. I think that was a statement that Milwaukee made to me. And if they come out on top tonight, they know that Gordon Hayward's not playing for Boston. That matters. But that's just an even more powerful statement that they can hang with the big dogs.
Yeah, I love them tonight. I really do. I think that tonight is a perfect storm for them to beat Boston and really get this crowd hyped for the rest of the season and in the playoffs. Now, you're fortunate enough to get close to these players after the game. You had J.J. on last night talking about the 10 rebounds. Have you asked him the question why he went semi-high and tight to tight and flat with the hair? You had a chance to ask him that question?
Really, really hard-hitting journalism question.
Yeah, the hard-hitting. I want to know the hard-hitting journalism.
I just missed that one.
You didn't ask him about that.
No,
all
I
right.
did not.
I just wondered if word was floating around on why he decided to change the deal.
Word was not floating around. I have to admit that was not the number one thing on the mind, but I will keep that in the back pocket just for you, Mike.
Yes, do that, please. Yeah, not that it matters, but he's been a consistent semi-high and tight dude. And all of a sudden, one day he shows up and he's tight and flat.
Oh, I know. It has been a topic amongst the fans. But you also noticed, by the way, that TJ McConnell kind of showed up that way, too. I don't know if they've got the same barber or what, but usually when JJ changes it up, so does TJ.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at TJ's hair last night. I was looking at the minus 10. But that's another story. Serena, listen, have a great one tonight. We'll see you down there. And this is definitely a Sixers win tonight. I feel it.
This is a big one.
Yeah, I got him. I love him. All right, Serena, thanks. Serena Winters, Comcast Business Hotline, does a good job on that sideline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.